Nat, Fife, a 6-year contract extension. How are you feeling about securing your career at Freo?
I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity. Freo has been my home since the start of my career, and I've grown into a leadership capacity, really love playing for the club, and really grateful and humbled for the opportunity to be here for the next 6 years.
What helped you come to the decision to play for Freo, to keep playing?
Oh, there was a lot of different factors which I had to consider, and most of them weren't around the option of leaving or anything like that, or to do with money. It was more about being really comfortable in myself that I'm going to sign a contract as a 25-year-old, which ultimately has me coming out as a 32-year-old man. So getting all those things in place and really being comfortable that this is where I want to spend the rest of my footballing career, and I'm comfortable with that decision.
What is your ultimate goal over the next 6.5 seasons?
Clearly, we want to deliver Fremantle with its first premiership. It's a really lofty and ambitious goal, but we're all going to work as hard as we can towards that. And I still think I've got some development in my game, but most importantly and excitingly, I want to work with a young group, develop myself as a captain, develop the leadership group around me, and just see what we can really achieve.
What do you think excites you most or impresses you most about our young list?
I think we've got a group who are really willing to learn and aren't interested in waiting around for their careers to follow a natural trajectory. We've got 4 or 5 first and second year players playing a number of senior games of footy this year, and they're all great kids and dog hungry to improve. So I like playing with those guys and really interested to see what they can produce over the coming years.
We've just moved into a new facility and we have New Perth Stadium next year. It's an exciting time to be at the club.
Yeah, it is. We are really in a great position to have the new facility down at Cockburn, as well as playing at the new stadium, which will be revealed next year. As an AFL football player, there's no real better place to be playing your football in Western Australia, and as I can see, for Fremantle Dockers.
You spent 6 months in the captaincy role. How are you finding it?
It's been a challenge. The first 6 months as captain has delivered a whole range of different emotions and different things that I've had to work through and that the leadership group has had to work through, but I feel I'm growing into the role and learning new things each week and each month, and really enjoying working with the other leaders, and particularly the new leaders that have come in, and they're developing their craft as leaders as well. So it's all a work in progress.
And you're working as captain with one of the most respected coaches in football in Ross. Are you excited about continuing that relationship with him?
Yeah, absolutely. This ties me to the club, similar to Ross. And I guess now it puts us as sort of some key pillars to be able to build the club around for the coming years. I've got a great working relationship with Ross, a really strong professional relationship, and looking forward to seeing what that garnishes over the next couple of years.
You missed most of last season. How would you describe your season so far?
I think it's been an interesting year for me. Missing 12 months of footy probably put me back further than I would have admitted. But my body's in great physical condition now, and I've been able to play through most of the year, and my goals coming into this year were really to just get through the whole year. So I'm starting to feel the benefits of a big pre-season later in the year, and looking forward to seeing what the next 5 or 6 games brings.
And finally, Fremantle fans will be very excited to hear this news. Do you have a message for them?
Yeah, probably to the Fremantle fans, just thank you very much for your support. As players, we aren't anything without the support of our fans and members. And I've had a lot of people come up to me in the street and write me letters about staying on with Freo, and their support has been well received, and I'm really grateful for that, and looking forward to what we can all do as a club in the near future.
Great, thank you, Matt.